fact, where the truth always prevails.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Well, barakat salat to every single Muslim who's listening to us out there and everyone who's in these premises. If you are celebrating Eid Fitr today, and I want to say happy Eid to you all. I hope that you are enjoying yourselves. And like I always see, all your prayers all through the 30 days, I pray that they are all answered. And of course, as you get ready to get back into business on Friday, I know, like, why do you have to go back to work on Friday? Yeah. But you will be. So this is saying happy Eid to every Muslim faithful out there today. I hope that you have a beautiful celebration and you, I mean, manage your way, because I hear that the cost of living is just, is terrible. Every day is, I mean, what is I hear? I'm actually experiencing it every other day. So, but we're grateful that we're alive, aren't we? Welcome to Hard Facts. This will be your most authentic news experience. Lagos, thank you for joining in. As usual, we start off the show with the big three stories for today. And these are stories that are from the pages of our national dailies. These are stories that are actually from the bulletins from our newsroom. And of course, some of these stories, you are talking about them on social media, and that makes them trending stories. So once again, welcome to the show. I'm Mary Anna Cohn, and this are the big three stories for today.
This is the big three.
The big three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Millions of listeners trust us on Hard Facts. Whether it's politics, social issues, controversies, and trending stories, you know we're credible and objective.
It's Hard Facts with Marianne Okun on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, Lagos, first, a big story for today. We regret voting Tinubu, Northern Elders. Well, the Northern Elders Forum have expressed regrets that the region voted for President Bola Tinubu in 2023. All of the three leading candidates in the 2023 presidential election, Tinubu, who ran on the platform of the All Progressive Congress, polled the highest votes from the region. Now, in an interview with the Guardian newspaper, yesterday, Abdulaziz Suleiman, spokesperson for the forum, said, going forward, the region will prioritize unity and consensus in selecting a candidate for the highest office in the land. I mean, quizzed about, you know, the recent visit and donations by Peter Obi, the presidential candidate of the Labour Party in the 2023 general elections to communities in the northern state, Suleiman said the region would prioritize someone who is seen as more inclusive, less controversial, more aligned with the interest of all regions in the country. He said, and I quote, "The North made a mistake in voting Bola Tinubu to presidency in 2023, and it's unlikely that they will repeat the same error in the future." I'm thinking to myself, because I remember the guy who used to be the spokesperson for the Northern Elders Forum, who's now been given a portfolio in the vice president's office, was on my show on TV. And I asked him, as usual, where will the North be pandering to? Who will they, as Northern Elders, be throwing their weight behind? And he said, well, from everything he said to me, sounded more like, well, I mean, let's see how it goes. But then I'm just thinking to myself, when they were throwing their weight behind Mr. President, did they not consider all of these things? Is this not medicine after death? Or, I mean, crying over spilled milk? Or, I mean, can people really make the right choice per se on behalf of other people? Because many would say, oh, well, you know, these are elders, so whatever they tell the people are going to do it. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on this no vote of confidence that the Northern Elders Forum have on Mr. President? Let's move away from that. Let's talk about something I really don't want to talk about today, but unfortunately, it's a big story. Benue, they bury 17 persons killed by herders as governor suggests solution. Let me talk about these killings. It's just really sad that on Christmas Day, killings, the beginning of the year, killings. And these killings, you see, we keep hearing all of these postulations about if care is not taken, we're going to have food insecurity, blah, blah, blah. Do you remember when, I think it's the Red Cross International, yeah, tried to raise about 27 billion or 2.7 billion, if I'm not mistaken, or 23 billion, something like that, to try to feed people in Nigeria. Did you hear it? Do you remember that story where we were wondering that has Nigeria become a serious case of, you know, food security, that the ICRC, the International Red Cross Society, yes, would now have to be soliciting for funds to feed people within the country? It's because of things like this. The middle belt has been taking a big blow, the food basket of the nation. And even all of the agrarian areas in the north have been desiccated. Farmers are unable to go to their farms. Even if they do go to at least plant to harvest is another problem. And here we are talking about farmers and herders clash again. According to the governor of Benue State, he said today is a sad day in history of Benue. To line up caskets like this is unacceptable. The Benue government on Tuesday conducted a mass burial for 17 of Mbaikyo Gwe East local government area. The victims were last month killed when suspected armed herders attacked that community. Speaking during the burial of the victims in Mbaikyo, the state governor, Hainsett Alia, said the solution to the incessant attacks on farmers by armed herders was the formation of vigilante groups. I'm thinking, I thought this would have been done years ago. Why do we have to wait till more and more people be killed? Because we keep coming up with these funny suggestions as opposed to doing it. And when more people die, we come and make some very interesting statements, and then we grab media attention and then go back to sleep, business as usual. What must be done really to save Nigeria from this food insecurity that we're headed towards? Because now all the cattle and the goat and whatever they bring from the north, it's coming in limited qualities, quantities now. The food that you'd normally get from all of those places, Plateau State, Benue State, is coming in lower quantities now, if it even comes. Because of the attacks that they're facing, it makes it so difficult for us to get all the things that we need to get this way. And don't think that it's just in the middle belt. It's happening in, I've said it before, in River State, the guys who make gari, who farm cassava and try to make gari, when they go to their farms, they're killed and they're buried in shallow graves. I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about 2017, 2018. We pay lip service to these things, and we're not boasting security. We're not dealing with these issues. And here we are. I'm really sad. I really didn't want to talk about this story, but hey, here we are. And then finally, the one that affects everyone. According to the Guardian newspaper, cost of trade is 5 times higher in Nigeria than the US, says World Bank. Here we go again. The World Bank is telling us that as a result of insecurity, high transportation cost, poor topography and bad roads, the ones that they're buying 200 million Naira SUVs to drive on, that is costing trade in Nigeria to be 4 to 5 times higher than what is obtained in the United States. Now, in the latest Africa Pulse released by the Global Bank, it said market distortions across Africa result in high pricing in imported food and non-food products, indicating a lack of integration across African markets. Similarly, access to products market is constrained, which prevents firms and farms from scaling up production. How are they going to scale up production? How much is diesel? Although I'm hearing that it might be coming down to 800. I don't know. So there's a lack of connectivity. There's no market integration. So it means that markets are segmented, allowing firms and farms with market power to capture benefits, contributing to income inequality. And this is a problem. And this is something we should talk about on Balogun and Broad. But today we're going to be going in a different direction. I'll probably just, you know, push it in there for my guest to answer that question. But these are the stories for today, Lagos. I'm not really happy about the stories, especially what's happening in Benue, in Plateau, in all the Middle Belt areas in the north. It's just really sad. But the question is, when are we going to get our leaders to stop talking and yapping away to beginning to act? Act as opposed to telling us what you think should be done when you're supposed to be the one doing it. 0201-465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. You could join the conversation. If you are watching us on social media, that's on Facebook. We're facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. That's we're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You could also join the conversation if you want to call us from outside of the country. You call us via Skype, Nigeria Info FM. I would like to hear from you. Welcome to Hard Facts. Hello.
Yeah, solid.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Quick one. You remember I mentioned to you on the Todd Miller Bridge. Did you hear the accident that happened today?
No, I didn't hear it.
Ah, two people punch into the water there now. The commercial bus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I told you that day. It looked as if I'm the only one observing the speed limit.
Oh, yes, you told me. You told me about, the other.
And I
thought
you
were saying
about
today.
That commercial bus, those ones that used to run Obalende to Bega.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He had an accident, and two passengers had to plunge into that river. Oh. Today, so they read it on your news. Because we're used to bad roads. They fix that road, people are confused. Come and see how people are driving, Action Lady.
Hmm.
Well, that's on our side. Quick one. You see, the Northerners, I like them for their honesty. This man that said they regretted voting for the person they vote for, he's not the first person. One of them has said it before. But back home here, what do you hear? It's not the cause. Let's move on. Open border, make rice enter. I was asking, what was the process? Over 20 people died. I asked King of Radio in the morning, Kofi Basel, this Benue is something you just mentioned now.
Hmm.
Where is Kashim Shettima that boasted that he's going to be in charge of security?
Where is the governor? Kashim Shettima is the vice president. He's he's not the governor of that state. The first responsibility lies with the governor.
The governor will tell you they are not in charge of security.
Oh, my God.
Even the president himself said insecurity will be the thing of the past. But this morning, I heard somebody making excuses for him. I will not blame him in insecurity. Who do you blame?
Me and
who
you.
Do you blame?
They blame
so
us.
For the Northerners, I did tag them for their honesty to come out and say we regretted voting for this man. But
okay.
Our people back home, open border, make rice enter. Let's move on. That's what you hear from our people.
Okay.
Thank you, Action Lady.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. If you want to join the conversation, we're also on WhatsApp 0809597585. That's 0809597585. Just send me a message. Don't call us. Just drop a message via WhatsApp. And you can join the conversation on Twitter and on WhatsApp. Just in total opposite to what you have just said, Mr. Chris. Someone is saying, I will never take the Northern Elders Forum seriously because, once again, money and political patronage will be the determining factors of the 2027 election. Those in power know how to play the game. Chooks in Ikorodu. Okay. All right, I want to go to to Facebook Live quickly and read one message and then come back to you guys, all right? I'm not going to read this message. It's too long. You need to learn how to send me two lines or one paragraph. This is too long, okay? I'm not going to read the message. I'm so sorry. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
This is Dele from Ikeja.
Go ahead, Dele.
Yeah, I'm good. I want to talk about this insecurity of 18.
Go ahead.
The angle from which I'm looking at it is that I think all of us as a people should begin to condemn people that are carrying out this barbaric act. I've never had people condemn even the people. It's every time the government. I was discussing with somebody one day. I said, okay, as we are in this bus, if I am carrying Bob, will any government official or any security knows? Nobody will know. Would they be following me to know whether I have bad intention? No, we should begin to condemn even people that are carrying out this act rather than all of the time government.
And what will the condemnation do? Because I've heard people condemn it. What does it do?
You say what?
What will the condemnation do, sir?
We should begin. No, okay, the government that we are blaming now, how would the government official or the security be following everybody all around? Somebody that had the intention to do something, but will he announce that this is what I want to do? We should talk to people that are even carrying out this act. That is my point.
How do you know the people that are carrying out the acts to talk to them? Is it an evangelism of sorts? I don't understand.
Is that what?
How do you know the people who are carrying it out? And how are you going to evangelize to them?
We don't know. We don't know. What we are saying is that when we come to radio like this and talk or comment on things like this, we should also talk to these people. They will be hearing, of course.
Okay.
They should be hearing.
I get you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. But I'm just saying, what will the condemnation do? Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Yeah, this is Obi calling from Ikeja.
Obi, go ahead, please.
Is that Marianne?
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Obi calling from Ikeja.
I know.
My sister, you see, this issue of killing and burning and what, you see, the governors, when it comes to handling issues, they say they don't have the prerogative to handle such a, but when it comes to impeaching their deputy governors, they're very, very fast in doing that. When it comes to a lot of rubbish they do, they don't ask questions. They do it brazenly. They don't want to know. But protecting their community, their state is so difficult for them. What is wrong in creating vigilante groups to protect their people? What is so difficult about that? And for the Northern Elders, for my sister, tell them to go and sleep. We are not interested in what I say. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, just... Well, I mean, everybody has something to say. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, Marianne. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The Northern Elders are hypocrites. I just don't...
You people be coming down.
How would you be coming down? When Buhari was there, was there no insecurity? What did they say? They were quiet. So because the person who is the leader... I'm not a supporter of... Tinubu, get me right. Mm-hmm. Because the person who is in the seat of power now is from the south, they can now open their mouth to talk. Oh, they regret doing this, or they regret. When Buhari was there, there was lots of killing.
Yeah, but can I also hold brief for them?
Can I hold brief for them?
Just hold on.
Please, let me.
Again, like I said, I've had many conversations and interviews with the Northern Elders Forum. And the one who's serving in the vice president's office today, I remember under Buhari, when I interviewed him, he also said they regretted supporting him. In fact, in his words, I hope I can play that video or that audio on the show today. He said that Buhari was more interested in getting power and not necessarily changing, you know, the fortunes of his people, because he kept talking about these killings that look at how...
Is this Shetima?
No. The elder brother to... Peter Obi's running mate, I've forgotten his name. He now works with the vice president. Yes.
Oh, okay. Those ones are not for the gov. They are not for APC now. I'm talking about the Northern Elders.
He was a spokesperson for the Northern Elders Forum. That's what I'm telling you.
We did not hear them say anything.
Well, I did.
They were not vocal. They were not. The condemnation is not that vocal. You see them everywhere now. The TV station, radio station, they are talking now. Because what? It is not somebody from their side. And this is what is going to make Nigeria not to grow out of this problem. Because we are taking sides. Your brother is there. He's doing the wrong thing. You are quiet. When it's somebody else, you are vocal. We cannot get out of this problem. It will keep happening.
Okay.
Look, see, all these killings. I'm not saying that the governors do not have anything to say. Shetima said he would take care of security issues. I have not seen anything different from what has been happening that they have done. Nothing. And we are still here in the same quagmire. People are being killed like chicken. And it's nothing. What we just hear is, how many numbers? Oh, five. Okay, just five. No, it's not this. See, I just hope that this problem will not hit us all on our faces.
All right.
Let's just be playing the way we are playing. Like, everything is just fine.
Okay.
Things are not okay with us in Nigeria.
All right.
Not fine.
Thank you.
Somebody called and was saying something else, that this and that. It is not about, am I a security officer? Do I have intelligence?
All right, we need to take other calls. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. I totally understand how it hurts. Like I said, I didn't necessarily want to talk about this because I'm so sick of it. I'm really sick of it. And it's more like a blame game. So we're bouncing it around like a yo-yo. Oh, the governors will say, oh, we don't have powers over, security. That's why we want state police. In the interim, what can we do to stop the killings? I hate the fact that for the past 6 to 7 years of my life as a journalist, all I keep talking about is people dying every day like sheep. It's really painful. I don't know about you guys, but it just... I know. It's time for the governors to start doing something. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from the nation's capital, Lagos, and from our audiovisual studios right here in Itumiyen Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos. My name is Mariana Korn, and this will be your most authentic news experience. We're looking at the big three stories for today. Top story, we regret voting Tinubu, said says Northern Elders. And of course, Benue buries 17 persons killed by herders as governor suggests solution. A decade later, cost of trade 5 times higher in Nigeria than the United States, says World Bank. And of course, you can begin to imagine the reason why these things are happening. High transportation, bad roads, insecurity, number one with its ugly head. I mean, you can name it. The list is endless. But join the conversation. I'd like to hear your thoughts on all of these stories. Share your thoughts on the Northern Elders Forum's no vote of confidence cast on Mr. President. And of course, how long are we going to continue to play in kids' gloves with this issue, whether it be headers, whether it be so-called bandits who are terrorists masquerading as they're not, as if they're not, and they're kidnappers and doing all sorts of terrorist activities, or even if it'd be Boko Haram. How long are we going to keep playing tic-tac-toe with these guys? Is it until they finish killing everybody? I mean, what? 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190. If you are watching us live on YouTube and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. Also on YouTube, we're Nigeria Info 99.3. Post your comments on the live stream, I beg your pardon. I'd love to read and hear from you. Now, if you're listening to us from outside of the country, join the conversation. We're live on Skype, we're Nigeria Info FM. Go ahead, join the conversation. Let's talk. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Chike calling from Apapa.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I want to talk about, not only are saying that they regret voting for Tinubu, first of all, we don't have elders in this country. Elders are people.
I'm so sorry. We have elders in this country. You cannot say that.
The elders are wise men who speaks against evil anytime.
Well, whatever you want to call them, we have elders. Keep it moving.
But do you know that the so-called Northern Elders were there last year when we had the kind of election? After all, the present president was only not voted by Northern Elders, Northern electorate. It was voted by it was voted by the whole Nigerians. So I don't know where all those ones is coming from. Northern Elders are just distractions. I don't believe anything like that does exist.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello. Good afternoon, Marian.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Peter Usifo. I'm calling from Abanoje, Nikosin.
Go ahead.
Yeah, on the Northern Elders Forum, in my own opinion, they are only speaking for themselves. They are not speaking for all the Northerners. Remember the Arewa group. Then be that as it may, I also believe that they are trying to fly a political kite at the moment. You know, using socio-economic kite like the bringing of segments of FAN and the CPN to Lagos from Abuja. And then, of course, the appointments, the various appointments made by the president, which they feel is not so okay. You know, not favoring their own group. But the main thing is that they want Erufai and, of course, Peter Obi to go to SDP and then contest. So they want to feel the pulse of the nation. But at the moment, it is the nation or the people are telling them that it is dead on arrival. That's their own intention. So it's just dead on arrival. It cannot fly. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Josefa, for calling. I don't know if, you know, but again, it's your opinion. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. My name is Hector. I'm calling from Ikorodu, Odongi.
All right, go ahead, please.
The northern elders, they are just playing. Nana and they break for their eye, Abby. Nana and they break for their eye. After many people have been killed since they did not complain, it's now. I just feel sorry for the people that they are being killed like chicken. A neighbor of mine just came back 3 days ago. He went to bury his family. Four people in the family, they killed in the farm. He just came back 3 days ago.
Wow.
How long are we going to continue killing people, wasting people's life? I'm just feeling pain because it's moving. The more they keep farmers, more people, nobody is willing to go into the farm. It will make the food scarcity of food to hard more in the country.
Hmm.
Just a minute, so rest in peace. But as I pray that God will intervene. If our leaders are serious, they value human life.
Do you not think that God is tired of all these our prayers? Because he's given us all that we need to sort ourselves out, but we don't want to do it.
We don't have hope in the government. We only have hope on God. For me, I don't have hope on government because there's nothing to put my hope on them again.
I'm sorry to be a prophet of doom, but God is tired of, you know, helping you people or spoon feeding you. He's giving you everything. He's tired. He's for helping the children in Palestine.
But how do you want us to do again?
I really don't know. You have leaders and your leaders don't want to be responsible.
The leaders are not helping us.
I know.
They're not helping. That is what I'm saying. I don't have hope on them. I believe in God. That is the only way to intervene. Okay, since how long they have been killing now? What is the action of the president? What is the command? Everything is supposed to be now. State of emergency in that month. Did he take any action? That is why I say I don't have hope on them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Good afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Yeah, everyone is angry. Hello.
Good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bikunle. I'm calling from Lucky Five by Korodo.
All right, Bikunle, go ahead, please.
See, let us tell ourselves the truth. The Northern Elders Forum, of course, they have their right to speak out. And if they don't speak up, you won't even recognize them. So they use that as, you know, to seek attention. So let me tell you the truth. I've been to the North. At least I know several states in the North. See, this insecurity can only be reduced by President Tinubu. Even another administration after Tinubu can only reduce it. They can't solve it. That is the honest truth. Get that one today. See, go to the North. You see children in their number, 50, 100, they will be roaming about. They wake up in the morning, they carry small bowl. They are looking for food to eat. Even in the capital of their cities. And somebody is saying that somebody should kill insecurity just like that. Look at the insecurity in the South. You can see that it is economical. But in the North, it is economical and it goes beyond that. Somebody will just enter a village, kidnap like 100, kill 70, kill 40, kill 30. Imagine, is that not crazy? And they are blaming somebody that you must kill insecurity just like that within a year, within 2 years. I must be sincere with Nigerians. 10 years, insecurity is still here. Government upon government can reduce it. Go to the 150 children.
What's the essence of a government if you cannot at least effect some change? What do you mean by government will come and government will go? I mean, I don't get it.
That the government is trying. They can only reduce it.
What are they trying? Where are they trying? Please, trying where? Where exactly?
Okay, if the government is not trying, you don't think that it will have gotten worse? You don't know?
I don't even know anything. I don't know what to believe.
You don't know. So government...
I don't know what to believe because government can tell us one thing and they're doing something totally different.
Our military are doing nothing. Our military, they are doing nothing. They are doing nothing.
What do you mean?
They are doing nothing.
What do you mean by they're not doing... No, that's not what I mean.
What do you mean? When you say...
That's not what I mean. You're telling me that governments are trying. What do you mean by trying? Is it trying that we need? I mean, the number of people that are dying every day.
They should do it at a go. You expect the government to perform as they can do it.
Ibukunle, explain to me what you mean. So they should do it as they can. So and then hold on, Ibukunle, hold on. Let's not have a shouting match. Calm down. Can you calm down, Ibukunle? Let's talk civilly. What I'm asking is, how many people have to die for government to increase the pace at which things happen? If it were your family members that were killed every single day, would you be waxing this lyrical?
Can I respond?
Yes, please. In a few seconds, I need to move on.
Okay. See, the problem is enormous. You can't stop it at a go. That is exactly what I'm telling you. I say this administration week. Hello?
I'm listening to you quickly. I need to take other calls.
I said this administration will try. The next administration will still try. They can't bring it to 0%. That is what I'm
Nobody's asking them to bring it to 0%, but people need to be people need to feel safe in their homes. Because whether they do it or not, it's still going to reflect on other things like our economy, like our food, etc. I'm sorry, Ibukunle, I have to let you go. You've done 3 minutes. I can't be arguing with you. What I'm saying again is, we can't keep saying, oh, we'll do it in piecemeal. There are certain things that can be done that can pull the plugs immediately in some areas. But no, we'll play, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Like, why are you letting outsiders come and mine your gold and kill your people and do whatever they like? They cause confusion in your country and then you have to deal with it. If you start shutting your borders for all from, you know, cut these people off, cut them off. And sort yourselves out. No, we like the money. Like my guest said the other day, the money from the oil is sexy. The money from the gold, because they are sharing it with you. So you couldn't be bothered how many more people die. Look at DRC. That's how it started. Hello?
Maria.
Yes, good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, my sister. I was forced to say something. I'm a camera trainer. Kingsley from Ikorodu.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marianne, you are doing a good job. Thank you for your professional work, because you are, in short, you are a presenter. The truth is this. You mentioned the factor behind this insecurity, the food shortage, basic amenities and everything. And somebody is there. When we have what is called independent country, it's not a borrowed country. And you have internal external aggression. And you are telling me that they are trying.
Well, it's his opinion. It's his opinion. Please don't attack him. It's his opinion.
No, I just want to make that point. I don't want to attack anybody on this platform because I know it's a word different. But the truth is this. Until we tell ourselves the truth, when it never happened to you, Marianne, you will never know the pain that people are going through. You may sit on your comfort home and begin to force somebody because you are not involved. The truth is this. This is Nigeria we are talking about. If the Northern Edda says something, when they know about something that they observe, they are an Edda. Maybe they observe it. Once between twice shine, maybe they made a mistake. I don't know how the mistake come that they voted who they don't want to vote for. But the truth is this. We have voted President Tinubu and this our president. Let him wake up and save this country. That is the simple truth. I'm not citing anybody.
But the last caller is saying that he can't even do it. Even in 10 years, it's not going to happen.
I say I don't want to attack anybody, Marianne. You are a professional.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Thank you. Kenny's calling us via Skype. Let's take Kenny's call. Hello, Kenny. Kenny.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, I'm Kenny.
I know.
Yeah, concerning the insecurity, I think that other man is not very sincere. You know, why I said so is the government, okay, to a certain extent is correct in the sense that it can be solved at a go.
Yeah.
But then you must be able to see actionable steps that this government is taking. Instead, this government is rather reactionary instead of being proactive. And I give you an example. The manifesto upon which Tinubu ran was that when he comes in, he's going to create forest guard to man the forest where these agricultural things are done. Where is this? We have not heard anything about the forest guard that he said he was going to create to tackle insecurity. And then someone is saying that
it probably is in the works.
It's in the works, but this is almost 1 year, for God's sake. Are we going to wait for 1 year for insecurity to deal with Nigeria before we make everything happen? For them to make other budgets happen, they do it instantly. But they can't rush this kind of this important and emergency situations of insecurity. And the funny thing is that it's this same APC government were attacking Jonathan at that time that he should tackle insecurity, he should fix it at a go. But they are coming now, they are saying they can't fix it at a go. You see the hypocrisy in this APC, the APC government and these guys. So that man should rather go back and talk to his president about his manifesto and make it speed it up.
Okay.
Instead of coming here and arguing and waxing lyrical.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank Kenny. You. Thank you very much for calling. I want to read messages coming in on WhatsApp. But I remember I told you that I spoke with, let me look at his name now just to remember. Hakim Baba Amin at the time was a spokesperson of the Northern Elders Forum. Now he is obviously an aide of the vice president. He works with the vice president. But this is what he had to say briefly, if I can get you into it. What he had to say when I asked him about the North's perspective on the 2023 elections. Let's take a listen.
I say to Northerners, this is what you vote for. We are not a political party platform. We are not people who say to people, to Northerners, this is where to go. I would like to remind you that we have done a lot of other things. They are related to politics. We fought very hard to make sure that Northerners have an equal chance within their parties to be fielded. As we, our job has never been just to simply say to Northerners, this is what you vote for. We are not a political party platform. We are not people who say to people, to Northerners, this is where to go. I would like to remind you that we have done a lot of other things. They are related to politics. We fought very hard to make sure that Northerners have an equal chance within their parties to be fielded.
So he's saying that as the Northern Elders Forum, they don't tell Northerners who to vote for. And this is because, obviously, they're not a political party. But then, of course, for politics reasons, people will tell you that, you know, in the North, they listen to the elders. They listen to the people that they look up to and hold in high esteem. And those are the people who point them in the direction that they should go. Like, this would be the guy that you're voting for. So let's vote for this guy. I'm guessing that that's what happens every election. I'm not sure. I'm just saying. But they're saying, well, yes, we give guidance to our people. But then we don't necessarily tell them who to vote for. But I remember an interview I had with him before then. He also said that they felt bad for voting for Buhari because they thought he was the marshal that the country needed. But only to realize that he was just power hungry. He just wanted to write his name in the annals of history as a president again. He just wanted power. And look at, he said, I cannot forget that interview. He said, look at what's happening in the North. Our people are dying in their numbers. And he's done nothing. I can never forget that interview. If I find it, I will play it. But anyway, I want to read some of your messages. So if you are watching us live on YouTube, please feel free to post your comments. I'd like to read from you. Let me go to WhatsApp quickly and then Facebook Live to read the messages that are coming in. Igwe Victor says, the killings are even underreported. Marianne, do you know that that 3 days ago, two brothers who were coming back from the farm were killed in Uzonwani, Enugu, by these, I will not use the words that you're using, on the Northern Elders and their stance on Tinubu's support. They're hypocrites. Their sense of, Merchant Man, you're making it about your people. We're talking about people dying in the North. Don't make it about you. If we want to talk about the people that are dying in the East, we can talk about it, but don't make it about your people. Okay? It's not an ethnic battle. Gody Bestman says, the Northern Elders are being myopic for saying that they regret voting for BAT. They haven't regretted enough because come 2027, they will still make the same mistake. Afolabi Olajire says, the question is, who harbors those criminals? Same Northerners? Knots would be free from criminalities when they stop harboring bandits and herdsmen. Okay. All right. All right, more messages. This one says, our government are buying SUVs worth 100 million for ministers and cannot tackle insecurity in the country. Niger politicians are just acting movie. Patrick from Igboleri. This one says, Nigeria is the more you look, the less you see. Give these Northern Elders another opportunity to vote today and they will still vote based on sentiments, tribe, religion, and not for someone who can work or do the work. They should leave with the consequences. I'm sure you mean they should live with the consequences of their choices. KCC from Odjo. This one says, the U.S. and other advanced countries reached out to this government of Tinubu to offer assistance in dealing with insecurity issue, and the government said it was considering their offer. For how long will the government consider while our people are being slaughtered in large numbers every day? This government has been a failure so far. This one, Ibukunle, okay, somebody's attacking Ibukunle. I'm not gonna, no. Please don't attack him now. They're saying he didn't see anything wrong in Buhari's 8 years. He has started with Tinubu. This one says, good day. I don't understand how somebody will think that talking to killers or bandits will bring an end to the activities. I don't understand how the color will reason by condemning bandits it will bring an end to their acts. He probably is saying that maybe we can appeal to their sensibilities. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just that what will be the effect? Will it have a huge... Joseph from Ogudu, you know what I'm saying? He's just saying, these are human beings. Maybe if we can speak to them. But then if a man's criminal in heart is like stone, I don't know. We probably need the voice of Angel Gabriel to speak to them. I'm just saying. This one says... the solution to the insurgents is not far-fetched. If there's a will, let the governors, the president, senators, House of Representative members, the State House of Assembly members, First Lady, Vice President, ministers, etc., slice their remunerations and security vote by 20 to 35%. Calculate the total, see what it can do in the decision of paying new military intakes, police and others, nothing less than 300K per month with quality ammunitions. Marianne, the things a mobile police that... I'm sure you're... The things in mobile police that were sent to the north to fight insurgency told us while taking us in a car towards Edo State will shock you. Of how they gave him useless weapon, no bullet to fight. He told us how he lost his friend who was given a gun without bullets. This one says, they are called herdsmen, people who go from one place to another in search of grazing for their cattle. Why are they holding AK-47 instead of sticks they use to move their cattle around? Ibilade from Badagry. Jam question. This one says, the solution to insecurity in the north can only be solved by northerners themselves. If they are ready, no government can do it. They have to decide enough is enough and then work with relevant stakeholders. You don't think that they're tired already? You don't think so? Anyway, someone says, so Northern Elders Forum can regret voting Tinubu now. When they were collecting dollars, you can't be making those kinds of allegations. Did you see the dollars? Were you part of the people that collected the dollars? Did you see the money exchange hands? Show me. Proof. He said, it's unfortunate that we see the truth but prefer to buy lies because of money. They're killing their people. The farmers could not farm as usual. Bandits cementing their lands. Meanwhile, they know them. Many of these killers are sponsored by people. Why regretting now? You hear me? Oluvan Badagri says, Northern Elders Forum never voted for Tinubu in the last general election. They voted for their son Atiku. Oh, please. What's your name, Olu? So, just like I told Merchantman, this is not a battle between the North versus the Southwest. Stop it. You people are not children. They voted for their brother. What nonsense is that? Is Atiku not your brother? Stop that. Stop that, please. It's so irritating to hear these things that you people peddle. Are you not tired of it? Is their brother, is there so backward. Tony here says, there's a belief among the northern elites that they are kingmakers and are the ones who decide who would be president of Nigeria. It's a terrible and dangerous trend. That's why everyone, even the underaged, wield voters' cards in the north and nobody can do anything about it. Some sort of impunity. They should tread with caution. Okay. This one says, I have just 1 minute. Okay. This one says, until the government is ready and sincere to deal with insecurity, as governments reviewed the constitution on terrorism, can these shenanigans happen in China or in any other country? They ran to borrow money. Criminals are released daily back to back to society and get celebrated. As for Northern Elders, self-entitlement has eaten deep into them. They are the reason why the North is what it is today, Ezekiel. And finally, I'm going to read one more message here. Okay, Ms. Oboli says, can you tell the Northern Elders Forum, all who voted this government to to go and take a chill pill and relax. After all, they believe that this government, they believed in this government and stuck out their necks for it. It will remain like this even in 2027 so that we can all learn the consequences of wrong decision making. As for the incessant killings, the authorities know what to do, but what they won't, because it's politically inclined and motivated. Now, we've heard a lot of people say this about... I remember when I had that House of Representatives member on the show when we were talking about the killings, what was happening in Plateau, and he clearly stated, because I think he's from, I think, Taraba State, and he was talking about the same thing that was happening in his state, that these people who are funding these terrorists are in the corridors of power. And that's the part that blows my mind. And I wonder, because even the presidency came out to say that... powerful men were behind the insecurity. I mean, I cannot forget it. A spokesperson of the president said it. And I asked myself, these so-called powerful men, are they more powerful than the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the Federal Republic of Nigeria? Is that what they're insinuating? It beats me. But we've got to go on a break, Lagos. On the other side of the clock, we'll be talking Madam Landlord, and you don't want to miss the conversation. So stay with us. It's Two Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anacombe.